It's been a quiet week in Lake Wobegon, Minnesota, my hometown. Out there on the edge of the prairie, the crocuses are up and the tulips are up, and then we got a little bit of snow overnight, but nobody said a word about it. We don't talk about this sort of thing. We just have to be able to look at snow on the ground in the middle of April and not see it whatsoever. It's part of Minnesota. Minnesota, you don't move to Minnesota for a temperate climate. This is theater, is what that is. You don't go to the theater to hear people talk murmuring, comforting talk to each other for 90 minutes. You go for a drama. That's Minnesota. That's weather in Minnesota. It's not about climate. It's about excitement. And then when spring finally comes and you hear the loons out on the lake, as you did this week, their mournful cries in the morning and those thrilling cries at night. They're out there mating. They've been married for years. They're monogamous. They're faithful. And yet they still are passionate about each other. It's a glorious thing. The ice went out on the lake Sunday night, and so the Pontiac went through the ice, which is part of the Guess the Ice Melt contest, and the winner of the contest was Dorothy, so she wins the trolling motor. She never goes fishing, and so now she has a trolling motor, and them that wants it has not, and them who don't has it, and it's the same the whole world over. The first lawnmower was heard on Sunday. That was Mr. Magandance, who kind of leads the way in everything. He'd fertilized his lawn a week before, so it was greener than other lawns, and he was out there mowing it back and forth and back and forth, and then crosswise both ways. He had a couple of...